Football fans, welcome back to the Gronkcast, part of the Get More Sports Podcast Network. I'm your host, Chris Gronkowski. I'm here with my co-host, Glenn Gronkowski. We had a little mix-up last week and forgot to send out our Week 10 podcast, but it was one of the best ones yet with two guest appearances with Mama Gronk and the one and only Yo Soy Fiesta himself, Roberto James. Make sure you head over to GetMoreSports.com to listen to those interviews and catch up on previous episodes as well.
Wow, look at that energy to start it off. What you on right now?
Protein coffee?
But that is true. Check out last week's episode. That was a good one. Very entertaining as always with those two. And it's a lot of fun as well. So once again, make sure go back, check it out. But we're here now with episode 11. So welcome back, everyone. And thanks again for tuning in. Today in the Gronkcast, we are going to discuss our bulletproof picks, give you our Bet DSI Capper Cup picks of the week, discuss what exactly is going on with the Le'Veon Bell situation, and talk about who we believe will knock off the last remaining undefeated team in the NFL this year. Before we jump into it, remember to join in on the action at BetDSI.com to play along and compete against us, or to take your own picks and make some extra moolah this week. Follow the links in our social media profiles or use code Gronk69 to get a 100% sign-up bonus and join in on the action. Also, check out GetMoreSports.com for the latest betting information and up-to-date content of the NFL along with all other major sports. If you are enjoying our shows, make sure you subscribe and also remember we will be answering a fan question every week, except this week I think. But anyways, make sure you get your questions in if we see some good ones. We'll make sure to feature you on our show.
Wow. Let's jump into it. Last week, bulletproof picks. Not looking so bulletproof again.
Lost again.
Thank you.
So we did are I. Officially 2-12 combined.
Bulletproof strategy. Once again, go to iShaker.com and get a bulletproof purchase instead.
Actually, you know what we said? We said take opposite of us. Take opposite of us last week, so
you're
if you listen
everyone.
To that, you listen, taking opposite of our bulletproof picks, you would have won. So, in the long run, we're kind of right.
Thank you. Everyone who took my opposite, you're welcome.
You're welcome as well.
So, let's recap it. Let me tell you why it wasn't bulletproof. Starting with the Packers, Monday night game, got a little too hyped. I never even really heard of this quarterback before. Bethard?
I still don't know. Even though he lit up that game. Killing
it. But you know what? I figured it out after that game because he came out slinging. And he made throws that we are all expecting Aaron Rodgers to make. But he was making all the throws instead. So I got to give him some credit there. I did not see the 49ers going in there with a backup quarterback and actually having the lead in Lambeau. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all. But then actually right before the game, I looked up their stats. And he's actually been killing it in the two games he's played so far. I think he's thrown for over 300 yards in both games, which I couldn't believe. So I guess, who knows? He might be the next up-and-coming quarterback. He's only been in the league 2 years. So we'll see what he has in the upcoming games the rest of the season. Obviously, with Garoppolo out, he's going to be playing the rest of the year.
Yeah, so I won't be betting against him for a while. That's my new bulletproof strategy.
Let's recap mine, though. I had the Giants +3.5. Last week's strategy was to take all home games after what happened in Week 5. Home teams went 12-15 against the spread. But, of course, this week they go 7-8 against the spread. Once we finally use that strategy, they all decide to lose. So I take the Giants. I forgot it was a Thursday night game. I mean, my strategy before this earlier on in the season was not to take any Thursday night games because there just is not enough time to prepare for teams. I mean, it's not a normal week. Injuries are still around. People are still hurting from the game in the previous weekend. And there's just too many different scenarios that go into this week. Thursday night game, not a real practice. It's all walkthroughs. Like I said, not enough time to prepare and everything. So, I mean, it's a hard game to pick on Thursday night. You really don't know what's going to happen. There's so many variables that go into it. But I just really wanted to take home teams. I like the Giants. And then I forgot, it's basically a home game for the Eagles as well. They're only, what, hour away? Flight, not even? I don't know how close they are, but I think there's actually more Eagles fans there just because the Eagles are a pretty decent team this year and the Giants are struggling. So That strategy did not work. Eagles went out there, absolutely dominated. And our strategy of losing our bulletproof picks continues. So it was a good pick.
So continue betting opposite. It's the moral of the story again.
So here we go with this week's. Make sure you take opposite of our picks once again. You want to start this one off if you're losing bulletproof pick that's supposed to never lose, but that's what we're doing now.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll pick another bulletproof pick once again. So this week, I'm going to go with the 49ers. And here's why. The Rams looking amazing, of course. Everyone's riding that bandwagon. Everyone loves the Rams. Well, the Rams are now on the road. They're playing the 49ers. The spread's plus 10.5. This guy that we just talked about, Bethard, is slinging. He's keeping them in the game. And, I mean, they're underdogs. They have nothing to lose. The Rams are feeling good. They're comfortable. I think that the 49ers aren't going to win, but I think they're going to cover a 10.5-point spread.
I am going with the Colts versus the Bills at home. -7.5 opened up at 7.5. Actually, I think it's actually up to 9.5 now. So because Anderson's starting, got the start this week. First time, hasn't even been on the Bills that long. So going back to it, Colts are 5-0 in their last 5 matchups against the Bills. And I just don't see this trend changing anytime soon. I mean, like I said, they have Derek Anderson starting. And just listen to these numbers of the Bills' offense. 32nd in points, 32nd in the league in pass yards, and 31st in total yards. And they got a new quarterback going in there who just learned the system. He's going to be calling basic plays. And I don't see this offense doing anything spectacular this week. I think they remain scoring 12 or less points is what they've been averaging. So I don't see them going over that this week. And the Bills' defense, although they are top 10 in yards, rush yards, and pass yards, they still are allowing a lot of points, 23 points per game. So I don't see them, although they are a good defense, they still let up those points. And it's mainly because their offense, they go 3-and-out all the time. And the other team gets the ball, great field position, their turnovers, all that. So I think the Bills, they can't cover on the road. +7.5, I'm giving this one to the Colts.
Wow. Yeah, spread's already jumping quick too. So,
you're taking time already.
You're just taking the easy out this week.
I don't know the Colts. I don't think the Colts have covered one spread this whole entire year. Actually,
I know. We keep taking them.
We do keep taking them. And that's how I know they haven't covered yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully, they can get one this week with the bulletproof pick. Give us a win finally. We'll see what happens. But you know what week this is too. It's week 7. This means it's the Steelers' bye week. And we got big news coming out of that. They say Le'Veon Bell is finally supposed to return. He's supposed to return during the bye week when you don't even get paid on the bye week. And this is when he wants to come back after not getting enough money. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't understand that play either. Why? I don't know. Why come back on the bye week? Is there something with that? Or
I think he's coming back once the bye week's over. I think he's taking another break still. Well, that's at least what they're saying. Who knows even if that's true? You never know what's going to happen.
But yeah, I don't understand it at all. You're making $14.5 million this year, and you now sat out 6 games, giving up over $5 million. To me, that's insanity. I played 3 years. I didn't even come close to getting paid that money that he just gave up in 6 games. So, I signed for 1.2 over 3 seasons, and to me that's crazy money to just walk away from.
Yeah, maybe this is why 78% of NFL players are either broke or in financial stress 2 years after retirement, because they make decisions like this that make absolutely no sense. I don't get it. Hurting the team, hurting himself. What's going on with that? I mean, if I made 1/10 of that in those 6 games, I would take that all day long. So I don't know what he's complaining about. Obviously, a top-tier player, he makes plays, but this is the NFL, and honestly, it's next man up, and James Conner is absolutely killing it. Now, I think the Steelers are they just have a great O-line. They know what they're doing in the run game. They have for years and years, and I think he's might just be part of a system player where he's just in a good situation. He has a good O-line. And everything, the coaches, Big Ben there, just everything is on track there. It has been for years. So this might hurt him big time if I mean, he might come back. He might split time now. Who knows what's going to happen with this? I don't think it was a good play by him. Already lost $5 million. Who knows how much he's asking for? Really don't know that much information about it or the situation really going on, but I just don't understand this play at all. I mean,
yeah, but you know, Get More Sports is paying us way more than that anyway, so we're good.
Check it out. Get the latest information on what Le'Veon Bell's doing. See if he comes back this week and all the other information in the sports world that's going on.
Yeah, and what I'm wondering now is that after something like this happens and all the other teams see a player that's, you know, not going to be a team player, and they now see that, they know that, you know, there's guys in the locker room that are also speaking out against him, so even your own teammates aren't happy about it. So what is he now expecting to get paid by other teams is my question.
Yeah, he already showed he's not committed. He's not a team player. And what do you think is going to happen when he goes into that locker room? You think some players are going to be on his side, some players aren't going to be on his side? You think it's going to be a divided locker room? I know a lot of people are talking about that. What's going to happen? I mean, is the situation going to be awkward where they might be starting James Conner now because of what Le'Veon Bell did? And I mean, he's got to get up to date on the plays and everything. I mean, new plays go in no matter how long you've been there. You got to get refreshed. He wasn't there all of training camp, all this season. I mean, he hasn't played a down of football in a while. He hasn't heard the terminology in a while. And I mean, that stuff's easy to forget, hard to pick back up sometimes. So what do you think is going to go on in that locker room?
It's going to be super interesting. And I think it's going to be one way or the other with playing time. Either I think they're going to bench him and not play him, or I think they're going to just try to get as much as they possibly can out of him before they get rid of him. I mean, as long as he's performing. And I think that he's going to go out there and try to ball out because he's going to want to get paid the most, the highest possible contract that he can. And if he goes out there and just acts like a bum, that money's not coming. And what he's been fighting for this whole time is for more money. So I cannot see him going out there and just not trying or not caring. I think he's going to go out there and ball if they play him. And that's going to be the big if. And what are you going to do? I mean, it's hard to say what you're going to do as a coach in a situation like that. You have to know kind of the feeling in the locker room, how your team feels about the situation. If they rally around them, you got to play them and you got to let them start. And if the team is still mad and it's just not working out, you got a guy in James Conner who I think has now figured it out. I mean, they started off with a boom. You know, he came out a great game to start the season. They really slowed down, though, after that point until these last two games. They were actually fourth in receiving yards, and they were ranked about 28th in the run game just a couple weeks ago when we talked about it. So, you know, John Conner definitely, or James Conner,
you love that name.
Yeah, come
Who's
on,
that
man.
Fullback you keep talking? He's a fullback, wasn't he? You said that last
Absolutely.
Week,
Absolutely, that's why I keep saying it.
Fullback for who? You love this guy.
So he was drafted to the Jets.
Wow.
Yeah,
this
we
year?
Fullbacks stick together.
In your year or what?
Yeah,
I look this guy up now. You talk about him every week.
Yeah, he knocks some guys out. They're doing the helicopter spins. Rex Ryan was giving
him shots. He was doing the helicopter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good hit. Not that helicopter you did in college. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about.
No, that's a different one.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if James Conner's killing it, they're not going to play him. You think, I know we talked about this earlier, but do you still trade him for it? I think they wanted a second round pick and a good player. I mean, I know earlier I said, no, you don't trade him. That's not enough for Le'Veon Bell. But after what he's done, if he doesn't go out there and perform, you think they can still get that out of him?
At this point, yeah, I think they can get it out of him. I think they're going to try to trade him now if they can. But, yeah, I think he's still worth that, what he's done in the past. I mean, he's a great player. He's an unbelievable player. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, they have a good offense, good offensive line, but you can't. It doesn't matter if he wasn't as good as he is, he wouldn't have been getting all those yards. And he has unbelievable hands. I mean, he's an overall talent. He's not just a one down back, two down back. I mean, he could play every single down. He could catch the ball. He can pass block as well. He's a complete back. I mean, the value's definitely there. It's just now you have a guy that isn't necessarily a team player. So does that hurt your trade value?
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be very interesting to see what goes on. If he even shows up this week, obviously not this week. They have a bye. He's chilling at home. There's no way he's going in during the bye week. But we'll see if he shows up after the bye, if he's there, ready to go for week 8, if he'll be playing, if they play him, if they trade him, what's going on. Who knows how the locker room takes it. We'll find out soon,
I'm going to look on Antonio Brown's social media, and he probably tell everyone.
Yeah, he'll probably have it on his Facebook Live. So, is that what he did after one of the games?
Yeah. So let me check that
Antonio
out.
Antonio Brown's Facebook Live. They'll probably be showing what's going on with Le'Veon Bell in the locker room. You just have too much energy today for me. You're jumping all over the place. So let's jump into our Capper Cup picks of the week, though. I'll start this one off. Like I said, my bulletproof pick, Colts, -7.5, now up to -9.5. So I might have to rethink that one. I'm taking it -7.5.
That's an easy pick.
No, it's down to -7.5. It opened at 9.5 is what happened. So everybody's taking the Bills. I'm taking opposite. I'm taking the Colts. We'll see what happens. Like I said, take opposite of us. So I think everybody taking the Bills is right so far.
That's right. That line has since dropped since Anderson is starting now.
I got to relook it back up. I'm pretty sure it went down to -7.5.
Wow, that's interesting.
Well, I mean, it was either Anderson or Peterson, and I think the line would drop when they found out Anderson was playing, considering I think Peterson has more pick sixes than he has completion for the Bills.
Definitely has more pick sixes than touchdowns. I know that.
Oh, that's one. That maybe times three. And so, yeah, I can see why the line dropped when Anderson went in.
So you're still taking the pick at -9.5 then?
That's a great question.
What do you mean? That's your bulletproof capper's cup.
Yeah, but I said
seven and a half.
7.5 and 9.5 are basically the same thing, because usually you either win by 7 or 10, sometimes 8, rarely ever 9. So I say 7.5 and 9.5 are basically the same thing. Obviously, you'd rather have 7.5 just in case, but yeah, I'll still stick with it. -9.5. We'll see what happens. That's a dangerous pick right there. Like I said, take opposite us. But that's my bulletproof pick. I'm sticking with it. But I'm moving on. Going with the Patriots. They're hot right now. They're back on track after a rough start to the season. Everyone was getting
Super
worried.
Bowl!
They do this every year. They end up turning it around. Belichick gets them going. But I think if they can beat the Chiefs by 3 at home, Chiefs were hot. Unbelievable team. I think they can come away with a big win over the Bears, who couldn't even beat the Dolphins with Tannehill out and Osweiler getting the start last week. So I think Pats go on the road, get a big win, -3.5 only. Win big in this one. My next pick is the Saints, +2.5 on the road as well. Honestly, I don't even understand how the Saints are underdogs right now. ESPN has them ranked the 4th best team in the NFL right now. I mean, Saints have a great defense, allowed 0 points last week. But the Saints are coming off a bye and a record-setting night for Drew Brees last Monday night. So I got to go with the Saints here. I think they're feeling it. The mojo's good over there. I think they get the win. Even though they're underdogs, I think they get the win on the road against the Ravens.
Woo!
4th pick, going with the Chargers. -6.5 at home over the Titans. Listen to this stat. Chargers 9-0-1 against the spread against the Titans in the last 10 games. They haven't lost against the spread yet in the last 10 games against the Titans. They're at home. They're playing hot. Strong Chargers team. I believe they will continue the streak against the Titans team, who failed to put up any points, like I said, against the Ravens last week. And Chargers win big in this one. Last pick, I'm going with the Falcons. -6.5 at home against the Giants. I'm doing that because the Falcons were my only team to cover last week for me. Went 1-5, 1-4 last week. Falcons were the only ones to cover for me, so I got to ride them again. Hopefully they get me another W. But they are at home against a Giants team who is struggling to find its identity and overcome internal issues in the locker room. Odell Beckham, Eli Manning, management, a lot of news coming out on them. So we'll see what happens with that one. But I think the Falcons are just putting up too many points for the Giants to have a chance in this one.
Wow. That was intense. My turn. So Capper's Cup pick of the week.
Hold on. We got to announce. You went 3-2 last week. First winning week of the year, I think. Congratulations.
I'm clapping for myself right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a winning week. Maybe they should take all your picks this week, because that is incredible.
I'm very proud of myself. I didn't hit the bulletproof pick.
Just to give our updated standings before you get into your picks, 13 of 30 on the year in my picks. So 113, lost 17. Not too bad, actually, for sports betting. That's about almost 50-50, but you're coming in, even after a 3-2 week, at 10-30.
Thank you.
10 wins, 20 losses. What do you got to say about that before you give your picks? Are you recommending people still even listen to these picks?
Not that bad for sports betting.
That's actually true.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so easy, but somehow they make it very difficult.
It is. Unless you're on a hot streak like this.
3-2 is a hot streak for you. Wow.
Yeah, just this year. I mean, this is a tough year. Looking at games, and I mean, everyone's competing out there. And 1 week a team's hot, or you think they're hot, and they're not. I mean, it's been insane. So this week, I'm going with the Chargers with you. I mean, you hear a stat like that, 9-0-1 against the spread against the Titans, who looked, I mean, they're looking like trash lately. So I'm jumping all over that. They're at home, not even a touchdown. Chargers blowing out teams last couple weeks. So jumping on that with you. Next, I'm going to switch it up a little. I'm going to go with the Broncos on the road. They lost, last week on the road. They covered, though. They lost the week before on the road. I think that they're going to bounce back. I love the bounce backs. This was our strategy last week. Take teams that are bouncing back. I think the Broncos have a must-win game. They're playing the Cardinals away. I'm going to grab that. It's only 2.5. Going with the Broncos. Next, I'm going with the Chiefs. They lost a tough one. They're going back home. They got to impress. They got to show everyone once again that, you know, they're the team. So I'm going to take the Chiefs there against the Bengals, who've been looking pretty good, but they're on the road. So taking the Chiefs. Next, taking the Jags at home after an embarrassing loss, playing the Texans. Jags have to bounce back at some point. I'm going same strategy as last week. And last but not least, my bulletproof pick, the 49ers against the Rams.
I loved your quote you just said. You just said just this year that you've been doing bad in sports betting is what you just said before you started your picks. And I want to jump into that because I was actually going to talk about this today and I forgot. And you just reminded me because you know what? That's actually true. Last year, you were number one gambler of the year and you were bulletproof pick. I mean, you were the best bulletproof picker. I would have given you that award last year. Every week, you would take one or two games that you absolutely loved, and that's it. You wouldn't take anything else. You would find one or two games that you absolutely loved, basically finding a bulletproof pick for yourself. And I'd get jealous every single week because I would never jump on it with you, and you would win every single week. You were cashing out every single week. I'm like, dang, this kid's good. Did you have a losing week last year?
I don't think so. Maybe one.
I don't think you did, so it was pretty incredible, but what do you think has changed this year? You think the teams are just so close this year? I mean, what's different this year, you think, that is making your picks so difficult? I mean, you've been struggling this year. I don't know why. I've never seen you like this. You're usually absolutely crushing NFL. You wait all year long for this season just so you can make some extra moolah. And now you quit betting because you suck this year. So, but for real, what do you think is going on with that?
Yeah, just for real, I'm still not even down yet this year because
that is true. You didn't quit yet. I lost the mojo a little bit. Nothing like last year.
Yeah, not even close. I actually took a week off this week, unheard of in the betting universe.
Yeah, that is.
And it was my best week, so I don't know why I did it. That always happens.
You called that too.
Yeah, I knew it.
You said, "Watson, I'm gonna win all my games now." You didn't win them all, but 3-2 for you is really good right now.
Yeah, if I put some teasers out there, I would have definitely, you know, I would have been sitting pretty good. So I think all the games would have covered if I put teasers on them. So I don't know what it is. I think this year is.
I think teams are just that evenly matched where you really just don't know what's going to happen. Like if just the team is feeling it that day because they're so close that they're just feeling it, they come away with it, or
I mean,
is it the home teams? Is the crowd or? I mean, there's a lot of scoring this year, too. Maybe it's the penalties that, I mean, they're calling those roughing the quarterbacks and everything. So those are game changers right there. Those aren't small plays. Those are complete game changers right there. You go down, you score on that drive. That's a 7-point swing right there just on one small call that they've been calling more this year. So, I mean, that could be a reason teams are, I mean, everyone's just good. It's the NFL. You never know what's going to happen, but somehow you did it last year.
Yeah, I think what happened was I just lost my confidence. And the game that I lost it on was when the Bills went to Minnesota and blew them out. And when I saw that happen, I was like, this is insane. I can't predict anything anymore. How do you see that coming?
That is true. Actually, somehow our one friend from Buffalo saw that coming and bet it. So, shout out to him, because that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, good job, Troy.
So, you should ask him how he saw it coming. But that is true. There's whenever I feel like a team is plus 10.5, plus 16.5 like the Bills were, plus 9.5, for some reason this year, they're covering every single game. I mean, usually they're up winning in the game, actually. So, I mean, it's crazy this year. Somehow these teams that are just supposed to be absolutely terrible, they're just keeping up with everybody, even the top dogs. So,
yeah,
just never know this year. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, these teams are winning outright against the best teams in the league sometimes, and they're supposed to be the worst. I mean, it's insane year so far, I think.
You had, five quarterbacks drafted in the first round? I think what we're seeing is just a lot of young players out there in key positions that are having a great game and then are struggling the next game because they don't have that experience. And so I think it's super hard to predict someone like, a Jets game where you have a rookie quarterback in there. The Browns, they look amazing 1 week. The next week they struggle because they just haven't had enough experience. They haven't seen all the looks. Teams are going to go out there. They're going to throw out, new blitz. I mean, even Mahomes, you saw it against the Patriots where, they were confusing him. They were doing, a whole new defense. They were doing a stand-up defense where everyone was walking around. It looked like everyone was going to blitz, and then everyone drops out, and you see Hightower, get an interception early in the game because he confused the offense. And that's because you have these rookie quarterbacks, these first-year guys in there that don't have the experience. So they're going to go out 1 week, and they're going to crush. The next week, they might see a completely different look that they've never seen before, and then they're struggling. And you're like, man, that team looked so good last week, but now I took them, and they get blown out.
I think I just found out why you can't pick anyone this year. Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because you think Mahomes is a rookie quarterback. You don't even know who's playing or anything.
I said first year.
Oh, okay. I thought you said rookie. It's still a second year, though. But first year starting, I understand what you mean.
First year starting quarterback. What do you play, one game last year?
It's still a second year. You learn a lot in that first year when you sit out, as you can tell by how much he's killing it right now. But I want to go back to your bulletproof pick. You were taking the 49ers over the Rams, who are smoking hot, last undefeated team, and you're predicting 49ers to cover plus 10.5. Are you predicting them to win? Be the first team to knock off the Rams, knock out the last undefeated team in the NFL for the 2018 season?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I understand.
Monday night, there's actually a chance. I mean, I don't even think the 49ers had a chance. But
49ers are coming off a short week now, too, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider it super short. I mean, that's just one day that you lose. But you go into Lambeau, where I played and got absolutely smoked the only time I've ever played there against Aaron Rodgers, and you compete and you actually have a chance to win the game. I mean, that means you can pretty much go in anywhere, and now they're at home. They're at home. They have some confidence back. They're starting to believe in this quarterback now, who obviously has some talent. So I think it's going to be a better game than people think. Or, again, it's another one of those games where you have a guy, a young quarterback in there. He's not a rookie quarterback, all right? But, a first-year starter in there again, and he has this great game. Maybe, he played really well against a defense that he's comfortable with, and now he's going to see a different look this week, and he might look terrible. So it might be, again, one of those games where you're like, hey, man, this guy's pretty good, and then he sucks.
Here we go. Los Angeles Rams, next 5 weeks, 6 weeks they've had a bye. So the next five games until their bye week, we got 49ers on the road, Packers at home, Saints on the road, Seahawks at home, and Chiefs at home.
Wow.
That'll be a big one if they're still undefeated. You see any of those teams knocking them off before their bye week?
Yeah. Actually, I could see most of them. I mean, at one point, it's hard to win in the NFL. I mean, as you can see, it's hard to win week after week after week. Just a couple, a bad fumble here or there, one bad bounce, and you could lose a game. So I definitely think there might be, I think there's at least one loss in that run, if not two losses there.
Here's the thing for me. I'm saying two losses in those five games before their bye week because in their first six games, these are the teams they've played to make them 6-0. Oakland, Cardinals, Chargers, they're pretty decent, Vikings, Seahawks, and Broncos. 14-21-1 record between those six teams. So I think the only one with a winning record is the Chargers. So the other five all have losing records. I mean, what do you think about that one?
Yeah, and this is also why I think they might lose a game as well, is it's super hard to beat a good team twice, to beat a team in your division twice in the same year. It almost never happens, and they're playing the Seahawks again for a second time. Every time I played a team twice, it was always an all-out battle. I mean, everything changes. All your strategy changes. So I think that's going to be a tough game. Yeah, they really haven't seen talent, and they have a late bye week, so they're going to be pretty beat up by the time they get to that bye week. And there's definitely a loss or two in there, and I will put that on a bulletproof pick.
That is a good point you just brought up, that when you do play the same team twice, that the strategy does change. I mean, many teams might not think that. You think, oh, it's the same team, same players, they play the same defense. I mean, we're just playing them again. Let's just look back at our notes, use the same thing. It's actually a 100% completely different strategy if you ever are there. I mean, if you're in the room when they're putting in all the plays, I mean, you erase everything from the last time you played them and you start over. Their strategy changes a lot throughout the season, obviously. There's a lot of different things. There's injuries. There's other players playing. I mean, look at the Bills. They have Derek Anderson starting now. They had Peterman. They had Allen. You got to change your whole strategy every single time you play these teams. So a lot goes into these film rooms, strategy, all of that. So I like what you just said right there. But I'm going with, I think they lose to the Saints on the road for their first loss. I think they beat the 49ers this week. I think they beat the Packers because it's at home. But you go Saints on the road. Saints are just crushing it right now. And then I think the Chiefs also, I'm excited for that one. I think they get the win over the Seahawks. They are at home. They beat the Seahawks on the road. So I think at home they'll be able to knock off the Seahawks. But really excited for that Saints game, that Chiefs game. Think there'll be some great competition. We'll see what the Los Angeles Rams are actually made of in those games. But let's go back to Jared Goff, like you were saying. What do you think about him? You think he's a legit quarterback? You think he's a system QB under Sean McVay, who's been an offensive guru so far in his head coaching career? What do you think of him? Super Bowl-type quarterback? Or, I mean, you think he's in a good system right now and good with good receivers, good play calling, and all that?
I mean, I'm definitely not going to say Super Bowl-caliber quarterback at this point, especially after you point out the fact that he's played all losing teams. I mean, once he sees some competition, then I'll make my mind up. And it's super early in the year, and we've seen teams come out and go 5-0, 6-0, and then struggle to even make the playoffs. So they went against some weak teams. They're looking good, but we'll see what happens. I don't really know what's going to happen, and I think this run in the next five games until their bye week is going to show if they really are even a Super Bowl caliber team or if it's just all hype right now.
Yeah, now I just asked the question, but to me, I don't really understand what a system quarterback is. Like, just, you can't throw anybody in there and they're going to dominate. Like, if I go in there, even with years of experience and understanding the playbook and everything, I can't go in there and dominate just because it's a good system. So I've never really understood what a system quarterback means. I think he is the real deal. Although he has had good receivers around him pretty much his whole career. He had Watkins there last year. He has Kupp there, Cooks. I mean, one of the best receivers out there, Woods. I mean, these players have struggled. Woods and Watkins, they were traded or released from the Bills. I mean, some of these players have struggled when they're with other quarterbacks. So maybe they're a part of that system too, people want to say. But, I mean, Jared Goff has gone out there. He's made these players spectacular. They are spectacular players, but you also need a good quarterback that can get you the ball and help make plays with you. I mean, it's a team game. Everybody's got to be on the same page. Jared Goff knows what he's doing. He's a great coach. Obviously, you have McVay there too, but McVay, he's only been coaching, believe this or not, for only 10 years in his life, which is pretty incredible to be a head coach with only 10 years total of experience. That means graduate assistant, assistant coaches, position coaches. He only has 10 years of total experience, which I found pretty amazing for what he's doing. So, I mean, there's a lot of other offensive minds out there that have been in the game a lot longer. So I wouldn't really even consider McVay an offensive guru yet that has this system that is just unbeatable for QBs. And just so good that any QB that goes in there is just going to kill it. Obviously, he's done a great job. He's been killing it. Great head coach, great hire. I think he was the youngest hire ever for a head coach in the NFL when he was hired a couple of years ago. So great hire by the Los Angeles Rams and everything they've been doing. But I give this to Jared Goff as well. Team's doing well. Great job so far by that whole organization.
So you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
To be honest, I thought they were going to be a dud this year. I thought last year was a one-and-done type thing. They were on fire last year, but they did go out there this year. They spent the money. They want to win right now. They don't really even care about the future. They're spending their money now. They're getting the players they need. So we'll see what happens. I mean, if they can keep this offensive power up, but their defense isn't looking too hot right now. So defense wins championships. We'll see what happens with that, but I think they do go far in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and people are fired up about it. I posted on Instagram about them, and I'm getting some comments back nonstop. People were pissed. I mean, the NFL posted, is there any team you think that's out there right now that can beat the Rams? And my comment back was, I know one.
Who's that? The
and Bills? I didn't even say it. And I was getting comments back. People were writing, who are the Bills? I had all kinds of comments. I think there was over 1,000 comments. People were getting mad. It was funny. But everyone's getting fired up. People are on. I mean, people are cheering for the Rams now. And they're online. They're fired up. Everyone's fired up. Obviously, Patriots fans were going crazy, too. So it was good. A lot of funny comments. Check them out if you want to check out our social. Follow us at Chris Gronkowski. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear. And don't forget to check out more at GetMoreSports.com.
Think that's it. A lot of energy this episode. I liked it. That was crazy. You started off hot. We kept it going. We got some good picks in, but I think that about wraps it up right now for this week's edition of the Gronkcast. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us today. Don't forget, head over to BetDSI.com. Play some bets. I'll make some extra cash this week. Take our picks or take your own, but be sure to follow the links in our social media profiles and use code Gronk69 for a 100% sign-up bonus.
What?
We'll also continue to have more guest appearances on future episodes, so make sure you tune in to find out who else will be joining us. Thanks again for tuning into the Gronkcast, and remember to subscribe to get weekly reminders of when our podcast is posted, and like Chris said, ask this question on social media to be featured on future shows. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week.
The Gronkcast is brought to you by GetMoreSports.com and iShaker. So visit GetMoreSports.com after the show for more NFL insights, analysis, picks, and podcasts from us.
Also, check out the links below for more information on iShaker, the double-walled, vacuum-insulated, sweat-free, kitchen-grade, stainless steel best shaker bottle on the market.
We also want to thank BetDSI.com for sponsoring the show. BetDSI is the world's top sportsbook and has been online for more than 20 years. It's free to sign up. And if you want to start betting with real cash, BetDSI accepts credit card deposits. Remember, it's now legal in the USA, so go make some picks. Follow the links on our podcast page and use promo code Gronk69 when signing up at BetDSI.com. This promo code gives you 100% bonus on your deposit up to the first $500. So head to BetDSI.com and make a few bets on our picks or pick your own. And remember to use code Gronk69 when you sign up.